Hey, friend, it's Thursday, and welcome to the Love Your Bible Podcast. Hey, if you're new with us, that jam that you just heard, good news, it's by a band called So and Tether. I got to interview Hunter Bobo a couple episodes back if you want to check that out. But if you're a regular listener or a new listener, I want to tell you about a new song from So and Tether. It just came out last week. It's called Great God Above, Beheld Below. And man, I just want to encourage you to go check this song out. You can listen it on Spotify, Apple Music, basically anywhere you can listen to music. Man, it is a really good song. And it has to do just with, man, our anxiety that we feel, just the weariness of our souls. And it's calling us to really behold God, to cling and hold to Christ during all the things that we go through. So it's a really good tune. It kind of has like a hymn sound, but also it's really like gritty. And I just, man, it's a really good tune. So I want to encourage you to go and listen to So and Tether's new song, Great God Above, Beheld Below. I mean, it's just a great line. And I want to read one of the lyrics that's kind of like what the song is driving at. But it says this: go rest easy, weary soul, call and cleave to Christ alone. So if you're weary, if your soul needs some rest, do that. Call and cleave to Christ alone, which one of the ways you do that is through a regular rhythm of hearing from God through His Word, which is what this podcast is all about. The more you love your Bible, the more that weary soul is going to find rest in the good Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, I wanted to do something today. I want to take a text of Scripture and show you how to share the gospel through it. And it's one of the most famous passages of Scripture. It's John 3:16. Now, but before you automatically just tune me out and turn this off because you're like, oh, John 3:16, I know that. I've memorized it. That's an easy verse. Can we move on? Can we get to something different? I want to use John 3:16 to encourage you to share the gospel using John 3:16 because you do probably have it memorized. You can easily share it with a coworker, a friend, a loved one, your kids. And so we were supposed to go to Nicaragua last week. As some of you know, the trip got canceled and it was just a big deal. But anyway, so we were home. And one of the things on the trip that I had planned on doing is to go over evangelism training with the guys because we were going to go through the mountains of Nicaragua, knock on doors, and share the gospel over and over again. And there's a lot of different ways you can share the gospel, whether that be your testimony or some key passages, key verses. But one of the things I go back to is just John 3:16 because it's so clear. It's so pointed. We all know it. And it's a really great tool to share the gospel with someone. So I just want to go to John 3:16, not deal with the context and not deal with what's happening in John, because a lot of times you're not going to do a Bible study with somebody that you're sharing the gospel with. You're just going to go to a verse or two, and we're just going to go to this verse. And we're just going to walk through an easy way to share the gospel using John 3:16. So I want you to think about John 3:16. I'm going to read it first, just so you have it in your mind. Just in case you don't know John 3:16, here's what the Word of God says. This is from Jesus' mouth. Jesus is telling the gospel to someone, and he says this: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." There we have, in abbreviated form, the gospel, the good news that Jesus brought to the planet. There it is in its fullness. There's so much that we can unpack in this one verse of Scripture. So I want you to think about, when you're sharing the gospel with somebody, the four parts to the gospel. Okay, so we're going to think about the gospel in four parts. The first part is God. The second part is man. The third part is Christ. And the fourth part is response. So when you're talking about the gospel with somebody, you want to kind of have those in your mind. You want to get to God, man, Christ, and response. And we're going to see that John 3:16 has all of those laid out for us, because what we find is, for God, well, that's God, that's the first part, so love the world, that's man, that's humanity that we're going to talk about, that he gave his only son, that's Jesus, and then that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life, that's response. So four parts of the gospel found in one beautiful verse. I remember a new believer calling me. It was late at night, and they called me and they said, "Corey, have you ever read John 3:16? It's unbelievable. Like, the whole gospel is in it." Now, this is a person who didn't grow up in church. He had not memorized John 3:16 as a little kid. He, as a new believer, had never heard John 3:16, and he felt like he found the missing needle in the haystack. He's like, "I've found what we've all been looking for, a beautiful abbreviated version of the gospel that we can share with everyone. Have you read John 3:16? And of course, I had to tell him, "Well, yeah, I've read it," but it really hit me that, man, I haven't been as overjoyed or as excited about John 3:16 as he had, because it was so common. It was so, well, yeah, that's what we all memorize. Everyone knows that, but does everyone really know John 3:16? Does your neighbor really know John 3:16? Have they really been pressed to repent and believe based on John 3:16? So let's walk through the four parts of the gospel, and let's be overwhelmed by this one verse of scripture. So how do you share the gospel using John 3:16? Well, you can just open up your Bible, or you can recite this to someone, and you can say something very simply when the conversation has turned towards the gospel. You say, "Hey, have you ever heard of the gospel? Do you know the good news of Jesus? Can I tell you my favorite verse of scripture?" And just communicate the gospel to you through this one verse, and they're probably going to say, "Yeah, sure." And so you walk them through John 3:16. So notice what happens first. It says, "For God." So the first thing you're going to do is communicate who God is. So who is God? Well, the Bible tells us that in Genesis, God created everything out of nothing. It tells us that God is the ruler. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. The Bible tells us that God is holy, that God is perfect, that God is loving, that God also has wrath towards sin. So God is a holy God. He's altogether good, and he is the great judge of the whole universe. He's the ruler and creator. So we have God as a holy creator who is also a holy and good judge. He loves what is good, and therefore he hates that which is evil. So who is God? God is the holy creator who is the king of the universe, who we are all accountable to because he created us. It says this, "For God so loved the world." So we have God who's not only a holy creator, but he is a loving God. And in this verse, he's loving something. He is loving the world. So that brings us to us. That brings us to mankind. And the reason the verse is shocking is because if you have a holy, good God who can only love that which is good, this verse says he loves the world. Well, it doesn't take us long to realize the world is pretty broken. I mean, just ask the person you're sharing the gospel with. When you think about the world in general, do you think about everybody being good? Or do you look at Twitter? Do you look at cable news? Do you look at social media? And do you think the world is usually bent towards evil, hate, discrimination, like greed? How do you think the world is? Is the world generally a perfect good place? Or is it generally a very self-centered, narcissistic world where everyone's kind of out to get for themselves? And it's pretty obvious to see the world is really broken. And the Bible actually says that. The Bible says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, that we are all sinners before a holy God. So the world, mankind, we are sinful. And you can go into as much detail as you want with somebody about this. You can tell them about the fall in Genesis 3. Our first parents walked away from God. They ate the fruit that he told them not to, and that brought sin and death into the whole world. And now we are all in the fall. And they can feel that. They can sense that. We've just been through COVID-19 pandemic. We're kind of still in it, but you can see something is wrong. Like COVID still happens. We have quarantines and all the rest and wars and all of the sin that we see. So the world is broken. So we have a holy God who's perfect and good, and we have a world that is broken and sinful. But what Jesus says is God loves the world. And how did God love the world? In what manner did God love the world? Well, Jesus tells us that he gave his only son. So we have God. God is the perfect, good creator. Man, we are sinful and we deserve death and judgment. That's who we are as people. But here's the good news. God loved us despite us, and he did something to show his love. He gave his only son. This is the third part of the gospel. Who is his son? His son is Jesus Christ. That God sent Jesus. He gave Jesus in his love for the world. And so you're going to explain that little phrase that he gave his only son. That's talking about the cross. It's talking about the life and death of Jesus Christ, his one and only son. You can tell them that they can read the whole story in the Gospel of John, because this verse is found in a book, and the book of John tells that whole story of how Jesus is actually the one true God, according to John chapter 1, verse 1, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. that the Word, who is Jesus, he's forever been with God, but he also is God. And that Word became flesh, that Jesus, the eternal Son, became a man in the womb of Mary, and he was born into our experience. He was born into humanity, fully God, fully man, and that he lived 33 years on this earth as a perfect human being, completely obeying the law, obeying his father. He showed us what the kingdom of God looks like. He showed us what it means to be an image bearer of God. He lived that out before us. So he lived the life that we couldn't live. And then at the end of John's gospel, John records the cross, that Jesus goes to a cross. But on the cross, it was actually the Father's will, that the Father sent him to the cross, as this verse is saying, that he gave his only son. He gave him to be born, to live a perfect life, to eventually die the death that we all deserve. Jesus died a sinner's death. He died the death you and I should have died, that we have sinned and deserve death. Jesus never sinned. He didn't deserve death. But Jesus dies to pay our penalty, to pay the penalty we owe to the Father. We owe the Father death. Jesus dies for us. So that little line that he gave his only son, it's talking about the glory of the cross, that Christ lived the life we couldn't. He died the death we all deserve so that in him we could have eternal life. So that's who Jesus is. He is God's only son, who is fully God, who became fully man, and he, as the God-man, did for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. He paid our sin debt so that we could have forgiveness and righteousness and be made right with God again. That is the glory of the good news. So we have God, our holy creator. We have man, who is sinful and separated from our holy creator. And then we have the third part of the gospel, Jesus Christ. Jesus, who dies in our place for our sins so that we can be forgiven and be brought back into a right relationship with God. So that demands a response, right? So the God-man Christ, it brings up the problem and the solution, but then it demands a response from us. So notice, what is the response? What does the verse call us to? That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So here we have the response of the gospel. What should we do in light of what Christ has done for us? We should believe in Christ. What does it mean to believe in Christ? It means to trust in him to save you. It means to trust in him as your savior. It means to acknowledge that you are messed up and broken and you deserve death and separation from God. You have sinned and there's nothing you can do about it. You can't do good to cover up your sin. You can't try harder. You can't work more. There's nothing you can do to make yourself right with God. But you're looking at a cross and an empty tomb, and you're saying, I'm trusting that what Jesus did, that when he died for me and rose again on the third day, that in his death and resurrection, God forgives me of my sin and gives me the gift of Christ's righteousness. That I'm believing that when Jesus died and rose again, he became my savior, that he saved me from my sins, and I'm trusting and I'm banking on and I'm believing in him. See, the gospel is about faith. It's not about works. It's not about trying. No, it's about trusting and believing in Christ. It's looking to the Son and living. That's what the gospel is. That's our response. What do? We trust Christ. We believe in Christ. And notice what this verse says, that whoever believes in him. So whoever believes, whoever trusts in Christ, this is true of them, should not perish, but have eternal life. So their future changes. They go from those who should perish because of their sins to those who get eternal life because of the righteousness of Christ, because of the rescue that Jesus did for them on the cross. So it's a beautiful verse. It's this mind-blowing verse that shows us the gospel. It's one that you probably have memorized, or if not, you can probably memorize it in a day or two. Just write it down, rehearse it, think through it, and then just have this in the back of your mind as a tool that you can use so that when you're having a conversation and it steers towards the gospel, you feel that prompting that, hey, this is a good time, that this person's ready to hear. You can say, hey, have you ever heard of John 3:16? Can I share with you what John 3:16 means to me? And then you can go through those 4 points of the gospel. For God, who's God? He's the Holy Creator. So loved the world. Well, who's the world? It's you and me. And when we look around, we see we're pretty broken and the whole thing's pretty broken. Well, a good God who looked at a world that is sinful and separated from him, he did something about it. He loved that world by sending his son Jesus to live the life we couldn't and die the death we deserve on a cross and rise again on the third day. And in that substitutionary sacrifice, we are accounted righteous. We are made right with God. It's the rescue mission of Jesus. He paid our sin debt. He offers us his righteousness as a free gift. Well, how do we get that? How do we respond to that? Whoever believes in him. Whoever believes in Christ, it means to trust him as your savior, to bank your life on him, to fall on him, to cling to him. It means to trust in him. And if you trust in Christ as your only hope, as your only savior, he's going to flip your eternity. Rather than perishing forever, you're going to live forever. You're going to have eternal life. And guess what? Eternal life starts right now. It's not some future life. It is life right now. You get put into the kingdom of God and you become a kingdom citizen who now lives your life out in the kingdom here on earth, making earth like it is in heaven, connecting those dots, knowing that you are going to reign with Christ forevermore. That's the good news of the gospel. You get a new destination, but you also get a new right now life, not a perishing life, but a life that is eternal, a life that is abundant and filled with the joy of the Lord. So I just want to encourage you with John 3:16. It is a really easy verse to share the gospel through. Think about those four pegs that were kind of hanging our points on. You have God, man, Christ, response. In the text, you have God, world, son, and belief. Those are those four points that we're going to hang our points on so that the person listening can hear the gospel clearly. They know who God is, who they are, what Christ did, and they know how to respond. They know they need to repent and believe in the Lord Jesus. Hey, I hope just walking through the gospel, maybe you're a listener and somebody shared this with you and you're not a believer. Maybe you've never heard the gospel before. You've never walked through John 3:16. I pray for you that right now you would see the holiness of God, your own sinfulness, and you would feel the weight of that. And there'd be a moment of fear and trembling because you know you deserve death in his presence. But in that moment, you would feel the sweet joy and hope that a Savior died so that you could be brought back to God. And I pray that in hearing that, you would trust in Christ. You would look to Christ and live, that you would believe in him as your only hope, because the Bible says whoever believes will not perish but have eternal life. That's how you become a child of God. What do? You don't do anything. You believe in the one who's done it all for you on the cross, and his name is Jesus Christ. So I hope you've been encouraged in the gospel, whether you're a believer or you're not a believer. Maybe you came a believer today. That would be amazing by listening to the words of Scripture. But if you're a Christian, I pray that you would be equipped and ready to share the gospel with somebody this week, because I have a feeling someone around you needs to hear the glory of John 3:16, that there is a God who loves them so much that he sent his only son to die for them. And you just have the responsibility of telling them that good news and calling them to believe in the Son and have life. Because if you've got life, you should look around and want others to have life too. And that's what John 3:16 is about. It's about moving from death to life. Hey, I hope you've been encouraged in John 3:16. It's an easy verse to share the gospel with. So the next time you get in a situation and you're thinking, I don't know what to say, just pull out John 3:16. You can read it off your phone. You can quote it by memory. Think through those four things: God, man, Christ, response, and share the gospel, and entrust the Lord to do what he does, because he's the one who saves. We're just the ones who share. Hey, I hope today you've got another tool in your toolbox to share the gospel faithfully to those around you. And I hope John 3:16 today has made you love your Bible more, because when you love your Bible, you will love God, serve people, and live a life that matters.